All righty. Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy April 1st. Can't believe it's already April, but this is our weekly call we do every Friday morning. And welcome all of you if you're maybe on for the first time, but we do these calls every single week with the exception of maybe 2 weeks out of the year. We're every Friday morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. So, man, we're excited. Got a lot of great things. I want to dive right in because we try to keep these calls at 30 minutes. One, I want to make sure and announce, I know David put this yesterday posted, but our book of the month. So for those of you, if you're brand new, we have something called the 1% Club. It's just the whole concept of trying to get 1% better so that you can become a 1%er, because really the key to becoming a top earner, a 1%er, if that's your goal, really is in the little things, not in the big things. So that's why we call it the 1% Club, and reading is a big part of that. And so this month we're reading Max Out by Ed Milet. Super simple, easy read. You could probably read it in one sitting, but we're going to be reading that throughout the month or rereading it. And so if you haven't joined yet, I'll put a link in the main channel, but we have a special channel, the 1% Club in Slack. So if you aren't a part of that, you can participate. Love it if you want to share anything you're getting from the book. But the whole idea is just kind of growing together, and reading is something that's made a big impact for both David and I. So Max Out, that's our 1% book for the month of April. Want to just mention real quick, I know I posted in Slack, kind of made some comments about a new carrier. If you were in Slack, or if you've seen, wrote actually some bigger policies, but with a company called National Life Group. So we're really excited to kind of announce this partnership with Summit Life Group. And I just want to go ahead and make this announcement here that it's now official that we are, they're going to be really a premier partner for us. But I want to explain real quick kind of where they'll fit in. And for some of you, maybe you won't even write them, but really where National Life Group is a company that Dave and I have a long history with. We wrote a lot of business with them, a close working relationship on more advanced market type sales, annuities, and all that. This was prior to us really getting into selling over the phone. And so we've now reestablished that relationship. And one of the reasons is because we really love National Life Group for more of a premier type of product for more advanced market sales. Particularly, they're actually the number one carrier now for IULs. They're a really big one of the top carriers for index annuities, and they're a mutual company. They're over as old as Abraham Lincoln. So we just have a really close relationship, and so we have a key support representative as well that offers a lot of support and help for advanced cases. So the reason I'm telling you all this is this may not be on your radar right now, but we really want to help be a place that you can build your lifestyle business and advance your career, whatever that means. So whether that's learning to sell $10,000 a month of final expense over the phone, ramping up to $30,000-$40,000 a month like David does, or $50,000 a month, or learning to do some more advanced market sales. We want to be able to help educate and train you so that you can kind of build the lifestyle that you want. And that's really the whole and you own your business. And that's one of the foundations to kind of why we started Summit Life Group. We actually are trademarking the name, the Lifestyle IMO, because that's really what we want to be. We want to help people, agents, build their own business and create the lifestyle. But I think National Life Group can be a key part for that, a key partnership for people, especially if you want to advance. So we might do some separate trainings. If you want to start to become educated on maybe, and some of you, maybe you already are, maybe you already have this experience and we can share some things, but we can kind of educate and help you learn some of these other concepts that can help you because a lot of it just really comes down to being taught and education. That's how David and I learned. And so we just want to basically help those that want to learn that. So that's kind of National Life Group. Rush Wilbanks is our key account rep that we have a long-term relationship with. He kind of helped facilitate this, and so you'll be kind of hearing about that. So I just wanted to announce it. I wrote this week with David, tagging with David, a $75,000 annuity with National Life Group this week, and that was actually over the phone off one of our $4 leads. And also a $300 a month IUL, also over the phone off one of our $4 leads. Again, if you're brand new, you know, that may not even be on your radar. But the point, but we have a lot of other strategies we're going to be putting together as well. But the point is, there's opportunities if for those that want to, and those that want to become educated. And if your goal is to build a long-term career, then there could be some value there. So I just want to make that announcement. If you are brand new, you know, one of the things that we always touch on is, or even if you're not brand new, is cash flow. And so it's important to understand kind of, you know, while National Life Group is a premier, where we see as a premier partner for us, you know, cash flow is important when you're getting started. And so in this business, especially if you're selling over the phone, you're buying leads, that, which is, you know, obviously what we do. We'll talk about David's numbers for April in a minute. But, you know, the best cash flow products in the life insurance industry, meaning that you can write something and get paid right away. Number one is final expense, right? So a lot of you, if you have a lot of experience selling final expense, you already know this. But even if you're brand new, you know, you can be on the phone with the client, do an interview, get an approval, and get paid a commission within a couple of days. Obviously, it varies by carrier and that. But, I mean, essentially, you get off the phone with your client, and you are done. That's why we fell in love with final expense. So final expense is key to cash flow. If you're just getting your business going, you've got to get cash flow coming in. And Dave and we have these conversations all the time. Cash flow is king, right? So we've got to control cash flow. Final expense is great for that. And to be more specific, it's being focused. Many agents come in, they get too spread thin, they try to chase. We have all these different carriers, but it's not that we recommend every agent go in and try to write every single carrier. You got to get, you know, design a plan with our team. If you need help to have your core, when we started selling over the phone, we didn't know what we were doing. Nobody really taught us. This was obviously years ago. We just fell in and started selling AIG guaranteed issue policies. We were so uneducated, we didn't know, but we were able to sell them. And they, you know, and we explained what they are and we sold them. But then we realized, gosh, then we found out about LBL. And for a solid year, all we sold, we sold hundreds of thousands of premium just on AIG and LBL. And it was simple. We just, if we couldn't get them LBL, went to AIG. So don't overcomplicate. Dave and I were just reminding ourselves about that. We have all these carriers, but that's how you control cash flow. Because when we started writing AIG, and that's guaranteed issue, we started seeing, hey, this actually generates a cash flow. Not as good as selling a level like an LBL, which is better for your client. So keep your strategy simple for cash flow. Final expense, fantastic with cash flow. Accidental death policies are fantastic for cash flow because you can get immediate approval. And we'll talk about those in a second. Child plans, right? Child plans, you can, because there's a couple questions, it's immediate approval, you're done. They pay right away. Great for cash flow. The longer term sales are more traditional term, larger whole life, IULs and annuities. Those have a longer sales cycle. And what we recommend is get great and master the cash flow products so that you can get your business profitable and make money doing this. You don't even have to worry about the long-term stuff. Wait till you get your cash flow right. That's why we created a flip system, right? So if you come across, whether it's in your warm market, leads, whatever it is, if you come across an opportunity with a longer sales cycle product and you don't know how to do it, simply flip it and you can get paid for flipping it, okay? So flip it to a specialist, which is referred to specialist in our CRM. Send an email to support. There's a video that explains it. And then let a specialist work with that, right? David and I don't consider ourselves specialists when it comes to traditional term. We can write them, but we're not that great at it. So we even flip it when we have those because we want to stick to our cash flow products. Now, I'm very good at annuities, and I'm good at IULs if I got a healthy person and how to design it and sell that. But the point is, if you're not comfortable with something, flip it, and that's why we have that process set up, and you can begin to learn how to do it yourself. And if you already know how to do it yourself, then, of course, write it. It's totally fine. But if you're just getting going, find something to master, right? Mastery is the key. Get great at something. Even when it comes to selling final expense, find your core carriers and master those carriers. And get really good at it before you spread yourself too thin. That's why we have what we call our waterfall approach. But I want to just give you a couple keywords, and then I want to bring David on the call. I want to mention this because we were talking about this, David and I were, and Jason. You know, it's like it's really learning how to, and this is what I want to begin to talk about, is learning how to recognize certain key words. And this will help you to know what you have, because for me, I want to do right by my customers all the time. And I want to meet my customers' needs. So when we talk about products, where I would feel guilty, and I don't want to feel guilty, I want to feel great with every sale that I make, I want to make sure that I match the right product with the right need. Because, for example, if I sell someone because I'm good at selling them something, the wrong product that doesn't meet their need, now I feel guilty. But if I understand what their needs are, and I do that from listening to certain keywords, what's important to them, like David always refers to fact-finding, then I know how to match them with the right product, right? And we have our cash flow products, and we have our longer-term products. And again, if you're not comfortable, if you find one of those keywords and you hone in on it, you can always flip those sales. But for example, the reason final expense is so simple is the keywords, the needs are pretty basic. You're going to hear things like you ask them what's important to them, they're going to say things like funeral. That's a keyword. That means burial, right? Cremation, that just means a smaller plan. So when I hear the word cremation, I don't try to sell them a $25,000 final expense policy, right? If their main concern is paying for cremation, then I'll go to a $3,000 plan. I'll write a small policy because that's what their need is. And it's not hard to sell because it meets their need and it's going to be an affordable premium. So if it's burial, right, if they talk about paying for the service and all those kind of things, it's going to be a slightly larger final expense. When you hear the word burden, I don't want to be a burden on my family. People will say that because they've experienced being a burden or someone else being a burden. They don't want to die and leave a burden. Well, that's a final expense, okay? So just pay attention to that. When people talk about their kids, you got to clarify. Sometimes they mean they want to make sure they're not leaving a burden on their kids. But oftentimes they're saying, I want to get coverage on my kids. Well, the great thing is right on our quoter, you can run that quote and whatever their kids are, and you can see if they're a young adult, we go LBL. It's very simple, LBL, because you can do young ages. But if they're a child and they're looking for a plan on their child, for example, Foresters is a great option, or Mutual of Omaha if you have them. But Foresters, they're a plan, what's it called? A Bright Future policy. It's super easy. You can do all the kids on one app, and those cash flow very quickly. So listen for those, because when we first started, we missed so many sales because we didn't understand the keywords. We didn't understand the needs. So pay attention to those kids. Where we start looking for accidentals, and what we found is, especially on our internet leads, but even with all leads, there are people that they don't talk about a funeral, cremation, or burden. They talk about something. They want to leave something larger. They want to take care of their family. They want to make sure their family's taken care of. They're looking for a larger policy. Now, this is where you have to have a little bit of experience, but what we do is we start, you know, quickly with an accidental death, because oftentimes they're at an age and we've already kind of found out they've got some health issues that they're not going to get, you know, a traditional term. And so now if they are, then we have a process for that and we flip it. But there's a lot of people. I'm just going to give you an example. The last two that I sold, and David sold so many of these, but, you know, one of them had a $25 budget, wanted to be able to get, you know, a couple $100,000 if something happened to her husband. But with his health, not that he was in terrible health or anything, but with his health and with his at his age, you know, 59 or whatever it was, he couldn't buy $200,000 of term insurance. It just wasn't an option. But he could get a $25, $100,000 accidental plan or 40 for 200, you know. So the point is, they wanted something. I explained to them, I was like, this is the best opportunity that you've got to get a large policy like that, right? Because of your health situation. Another guy had recently gotten out of prison. Nice guy, country guy, but he told me he'd gotten out of prison. Well, not that long ago, but he had some land and he wanted to make sure. And so he's not going to get a traditional term policy. It's just not, it's so don't chase that rabbit down. So I offered a solution of how to get $100,000 of coverage. And what's crazy is all those examples, people call back, like one lady called back and I sold two more to two of her friends. So it does meet people's needs, but if I try to sell it to someone that it doesn't meet their need, that's when it's not appropriate. Okay, so listen to those keywords. Now, if I'm talking to someone, and Ryan Brooks pointed this out at our conference, you know, people like one last night, for example, I was talking to her late in the day. I started down the road of kind of an accidental, but he was very sharp, knew exactly what he wanted. He had a term that was about to expire. And like Ryan pointed out, when people say, hey, I'm looking for a 15-year, $250,000 term, they know exactly what they're looking for, right? And they, or they have a reason, and their health kind of checks out. That's when you pivot to more traditional term, which you can quote right there on our term quoter. But you can also, if you're not comfortable with term yet, refer it to the specialist. Say, hey, I've got one of the, we have a specialist that can help you with this type of policy, one of the best in the business, and we work with so many different companies. He'll be able to take care of you, and you edify and you build up, and then you refer that over. Again, if you want to write it yourself, go ahead. But that's an example you can do with anything that's above your head that you're not comfortable with yet, right? And so just kind of touching on keywords. I need to move on and get David on. But the other thing, just so you know, I want to start planting seeds, and we'll do some special training on this. I've sold multiple, David, I've sold multiple, for example, IUL policies, you know, because what happened was they gave us the keywords of what they were looking for. They say things like indexing, looking for a universal, or I want to be my own bank, or I'm looking to do something with some cash, like as an investment in my policy. There's people, you know, I have a business. People say things like that because they've been doing some homework, and they're looking, they understand they want a more of a something to grow a cash value, and they give you these keywords. Again, if you're not comfortable with it, flip it, right? But those opportunities are out there, and so I just want to touch on that. I could go on, same thing with annuities, but I want to move on. I want to get David on the call. David last month wrote $39,372 in premium. A normal month for David, I mean, a fantastic month, but not anything that he doesn't do every month. I know for David, $50,000 is always his target and premium, and that's primarily accidental, final expense. David flips most everything else, and he stays focused on that. But what I want to highlight real quick, I want to always give David a shout-out because he consistently writes $40,000 to $50,000 or $35,000, whatever, every single month. But the thing I want to point out is David, every single month – The lead spend on that is around $7,000 to $8,000 a month. So I want to be totally transparent. So it's not like David's writing $40,000 a month buying $2,000 in leads. And this has been the same whether we've done Facebook campaigns, telemarketing callback leads, even when we worked in live transfers, our CRM leads. It really doesn't matter. Like I said, David has written $40,000 to $50,000 on every lead type. Okay, it's not, but now we love our leads currently that we're selling better than anything. But the point is, it's if you think about 100 leads a day at $4, like it's about a $7,000 to $8,000, and that's been a consistent theme. But the second part is matching the dials to it. That David dials 5,000 to 6,000 times per month, and that's how he writes $40,000 to $50,000. But if you understand, 8,000 might sound like a lot, but when you're writing 40 or 7,000, 8,000 in lead cost, but when you're writing $40,000 and $50,000 of production, right? It's not. It's just 5x-ing your premium. Most agents spend about $2,000 and make about 2,000 dials, right? And that's why they write around 10,000. So we just like we try to be very transparent. The thing about David that I love is that he's not like he's working 12 hours a day. He just makes his time count. So anyway, I just want to share those numbers so that we're totally open on exactly, you know, exactly how David does it. It's no secret. Nobody yet, since we've done SLG, not one part. Now, there's been some that have come close on dials maybe, but nobody's ever matched the lead spend to the dials. Not to David, right? I mean, just nobody's done it yet. There's no secret to it. It's lead spend matched with proper amount of dials. And so far, we haven't had anybody do it, and that's why nobody writes 500 or 50,000 or, you know, 40 to 50,000 a month. But a lot of people touch 20 or even 30,000, but it really is matching the dials with the lead spend. So anyway, with that, David, sorry I took up too much time. I'm going to turn the call over to you. Congrats on another great month.
Hey, man, thanks, Rich, and you nailed it. I'm so excited about everything that you went over in terms of the partnership with National Life Group, being back, you know, working with Rush. It's going to be, I mean, I've never been more excited about where we are right now. And I know we say that a lot, but it's because it's true. We're constantly leveling up. And so we want you to level up with us. You know, we're in the trenches agents. We do everything that we teach, the dials, the sales. We're not teaching what other people are doing in terms of theory of hypothetically how do they make sales over the phone and how do they get their leads. We're doing it. And for the new people out there, you know, it's so important to remember, hey, there's huge opportunity in terms of what will the business be. But to start out, just keep it simple, right? Simplify to multiply. And what I mean by that is, like Rich said, when we first started, I didn't even know what a guaranteed issue product was. Didn't know modified, graded, nothing. But you know what? Because I kept it and we kept it simple, meaning we picked up the phone and dialed, and we provided and solved a problem that the lead had on the other side of the phone, right? The quickest way to make sales is to pick up your phone and make dials, right? There's a million ways to make sales in this business. You can sell to your warm market face-to-face, but the fastest way is to take action, right? Whenever I'm learning something new or fearful or hesitant on doing something, not as confident as I should be, the thing for me that has always solved that the quickest is just to take action, make the dials, get after it, focus, do it, learn, and that's what this business can do. You can have such rapid growth because you're speaking to so many people over the phone. When you first start out, the end game and the goal is to make sales. But the real focus when you're starting is the action. Are you putting in the work? Look, the business is so simple, but that doesn't mean it's easy. Simple just means you have to do the activity. But for some reason, people get stuck and they just don't do the activity or not the activity that's required, right? So how do you do it? You just decide, I'm going to do it. I'm going to make 100 dials today. I'm going to make 100 dials today, from 9 to 10 a.m., I'm going to make 30 dials. From 9 to 12 p.m., I'm going to make 100 dials. Whatever it is, be specific. Create urgency for yourself. Because what that will do is it'll force you to take action. And you know what that will do is create confidence, right? This month, I had a good month, and I'm happy with it. Wanted a bigger month. However, when I look at my activity, it was a great month. Every day I hit my targets, right? So, like Spencer yesterday, if you read Slack, Spencer wanted to shut it down, but he wanted to get one more quote. He was so focused on the one more quote. He was doing the 1% better, just a little bit more. And then what happens? Boom, $100 Royal Neighbors app. And so many people stop before their first sale. And I'll tell you this, without question, the hardest sale is going to be your first one. So just learn to stay consistent with your activity, and you'll be successful in the business. Keep it simple, right? When you're working the products and trying to help people's needs, if you're brand new, you don't need to know everything. You don't need to know very much. Just understand that the person on the other side of the phone knows less than you do, but they have a need, and that need is to get life insurance. Laser focus on two companies, a level final expense company, mine was LBL, and a guaranteed issue company, mine's Great Western or AIG, right? I don't need to know everything else. I want to be convicted that I'm helping them the best way that I can, right? And here's how I know that I'm convicted. Did they have life insurance? No. No matter what, if I get them anything, they're in a better position. Anything at all, right? So I don't have to be an expert on the product. I just want to be focused on helping them solve their problem. And then you know what? The next person you speak to, you'll be a little bit more knowledgeable. The next person you speak to, you're going to be a little bit more knowledgeable. I'm convicted and I'm certain that every single person that I help, well, my goal is I lift that conversation, and that person is in a better position. Whether I got them a final expense policy for $5,000, just a couple of cremation, that's what they wanted, and we could help them. Whether they wanted a $200,000 accidental policy because they're a truck driver, they drive thousands and thousands of miles a month, $10,000 is enough to make a difference, they're healthy, they are on a budget, but they just wanted a large policy in the event something unexpected happens. They want to protect their family and leave them something significant, right? Or if you're more experienced and now that and you want to grow and level up and service a different type of clientele with retirement savings, National Life Group's there. We are now becoming a full-blown lifestyle agency. If you want to make $250,000 as an independent producer, we have the avenue for you to do it. If you want to be able to sell from anywhere in the world, as long as you have a Wi-Fi connection, of course, you know we have the avenue to do it. If you want to build your own internal call center, we can show you how to do it. Rich and I and Jason and everybody on this call, everybody's like-minded. We're trying to grow. We're trying to evolve. But when you first start out, keep it simple. People ask me all the time, I want to make X amount of sales. I want to make X amount of money. How do I do it? What's your system? And it's always the same. Pick up your phone and dial. Dial. Dial more than me. You know, set a goal, an activity goal. Create your target. Focus on the action it takes. Action and production. Production always follows activity if you're consistent. Be consistent. Hold yourself accountable. You know, my wife is getting up real early in the mornings and going to work out. And, man, there's nothing worse than working out at the beginning when it's been a long time because, A, you're getting a new routine. Your body's really sore. It's tough to get up. She got up this morning and she did it. But she comes home, you know, before she takes the kids to school, happy, enthusiastic, and confident and proud of herself because she kept a promise. Her confidence is increasing. It's the same thing with this business. If you say you're going to make 50 to 100 dials, make 50 to 100 dials. Hold yourself accountable. If you don't stop till you do, right? If you want to make 25 dials on Saturday, do it. The first 2-3 years when we were doing this business, I honestly don't know of a single Saturday we didn't work. Why? Because we were motivated to get it done, right? We had some stuff happen in the past, and we were focused. We had to replace our cash flow. We had to replace our income. We had families and kids to feed. And we knew what did we trust? Like, Rich, I remember it like it was yesterday. He said, you might sell more than me, David, but there is no way in the world you're going to work more or harder than I am, right? And that gave me motivation and excitement because I believed it. I had confidence. You know, I got my running mate. I have Rich Florence. And that gave me the juice that I needed. You know what? Let's make this thing happen. I know you and I can do it. But we're going to build a system that everybody can do it. What if the world shuts down again? Well, you know what? We all had our best months during those times. Why? Because we were ready and we were prepared. And more people needed help. And we had the avenue, confidence, trust, ability, and work ethic to help people because we knew how to pick up the phone and dial. For a phase of my life, I drove a ton, so many miles. And you know what? Now my miles are my dials, right? I used to drive 300 miles a day almost. Now I dial 300 times a day, and I produce more. I found a way that worked for me, and all it comes down to is first, I decided to do it. We decided to do it. We committed, hey, I'm going to make this work. I understand there's going to be a learning curve, but I'm going to take action, and I'm going to get through the desert as fast as I can. I want to learn, and I'm going to learn by taking action, right? Next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to stay consistent, right? Every day I'm going to stay consistent, and I'm going to be disciplined. Right? I'm going to be disciplined in my action because I want this to work. This will work. I'm motivated for it to work. Right? I want it to work. It's going to work. And then you just keep doing it every day. Right? What ends up happening? You become confident. You know your numbers. You make sales. And then you're 30, 60, 90 days into this business, you're really feeling and you're creating consistent production, but you may want to level up. You may want to service that client and you recognize things. Oh, they, you know, maybe they want a full coverage term policy. Well, you know what? I'm still not the best underwriter on the products I sell right now. So when it comes to a term life insurance product, I stay in my lane. I'll get all their information. I'll build up Jason or Rich as big as I possibly can. And I'll say, but they're the expert. And if they can save you a dollar more than I could, they'll help you, and they're going to get you to the best company. And that's how I started learning the term life insurance. But then I pass it on, I get right back to my dials. because my time is my most precious asset. You know, I got three young kids, just like many of you have kids and other obligations. So when I'm working, I typically work from 9 a.m. to 5:30 to 6 p.m. But when I'm working, I'm working, you know, because I want to be working later. Like Rich works late so much. Right now at that phase of my life, I'm not always having the ability to do that. So when it's time to dial my production times, hey, sometimes I'm a jerk during the day because I'm so incredibly focused and I don't want to be interrupted. And I had to learn. But you know what? I got that way because I had to train myself to when it's time to dial, I have got to be so laser focused because any minute I give away, I'm not helping somebody else. I'm not helping my family. So when it's time to work, I work. And I've learned to time block to be even more efficient. And we'll get into those calls a little bit later. I know I've touched on it before. So, hey, remember, when you first start out, simplify to multiply. Pick two companies. But here's the number one thing, dial. If every single day since we started in this business 3, 4, 5 years ago, however long it's been, I've written down a goal of activity. Every single day. I did it today. What's my goal today? I want to make 5 sales with 3,000 AP. How am I going to get there? I'm going to make 300 dials minimum, and I'm going to work to make 20 quotes minimum. That is the activity that creates production. My entire focus today is my activity, the dials and the quotes, the dials and the quotes. If I do that, the production will follow it. And do it again, the production will follow it. I got pipeline appointments. When you start out, focus on your activity. And I promise you, if you stay consistent, it'll work. Right? If you want it, it'll happen. This business is amazing. It's simple. But it's your choice if you want to put in the work and activity and stay consistent. It's not going to be given to you. You got to work for it. But I tell you what, when the world shut down, when COVID happened, we didn't know how long we were all going to be locked in our houses. I can't even express to you how grateful I am that we have a lifestyle skill, a way to provide when we can't go outside. I was so grateful because we could still put food on the table for our families. We could still help the people that needed our help. And all it came down to is, am I going to wake up today and am I going to dial? And I know what my answer is every day. I know what Rich Florence's answer is every day. I know everybody on this call listening right now, you're part of 1%. I know what you're going to do every day. Right? So focus on the activity. Stay committed. Be consistent. Write your goal down every day. Trust me, do it. There's power in it because it creates focus and intention. So it's already 9:03. I ran longer than I wanted to, but great call, Rich. So excited about the future. SLG has never been stronger. Our community has never been stronger. And I'll tell you what, I am thrilled to have National Life Group. This has been a huge thing that we've been looking forward to for a long time. I'm really excited for everybody to have the opportunity to meet Rush Wilbanks, not only a great business partner, but a really, really awesome person and a very good, close friend. So this is going to be a really exciting time for everybody, and we look forward to the growth of everyone. So stay focused, pick up your phone, and always be dialing. Thanks, Rich.
Great stuff, David. I'm fired up. Let's go make it happen today, guys. Love it, David. Thank you.